Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to Debate the Music, man. We are growing. This is episode 6.
Yes, man, sir.
We doing good, man. Thank y'all for the support, man. We got a lot in store for y'all this episode. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter as well at KingTail21. Also, major announcement, Debate the Music has expanded to Instagram. So please, please, please follow the Debate the Music page. You can find it, search it at Debate the Music.
Yeah, man, definitely give our Instagram page a follow, man. We'll be giving artist shout-outs. And every artist that comes on the show and does their interview, all the groups and stuff we have lined up, man, we'll definitely show y'all some love on Instagram. Man, we got to start off first with Drake, man. Drake, big headline today. He's getting 20 million from Apple for the album, man. He ain't released it and they already just dropped 20 mil just to get it. That ain't even show revenue. That ain't merch. That's just straight up album revenue. That's insane, man. But I respect
that's crazy. That's that means he's gonna go gold already. I mean platinum, excuse me. Because you know you need a million to go platinum. He got 20 mil. But like you said, that's a good look, man. That's a good look.
My thing is now when a headline like that hits the streets, like that just again it adds more pressure to make you got to make sure your album is perfect now because
oh yeah man.
We already questioned him because Views wasn't all that great. It was a lot of hype around it. Like do you remember when Views came out when he got the Instagram filter? I mean the Snapchat filter, and it was like he had I think it was on Twitter too.
He had memes and everything for Views.
It was crazy.
Everybody was anticipating that
super hype. So he got to make sure you come with it on this one for more life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, Views didn't live up to the hype. You know, I don't really listen to it that much today. I'll go back and listen to Take Care. So, I mean, so more life has to. He got a lot of expectations for this one, man.
Definitely he has a lot of expectations. And, I was reading a article that I came across on Twitter, and he was basically saying that the More Life playlist is put together. I think they say it's probably going to be about 30 songs. So that kind of made me go back and wonder, that track list that we saw on Twitter, maybe there is some truth to it. Maybe there isn't. But I just want to see, like, is he coming with rap? Is he going to sing? Is he going to mix the two?
Right,
we don't know what we're getting until Saturday gets.
You know how Drake could really shut it down, man. If he did what Future did, and instead of releasing one album with 30 songs, release two albums with 15. Oh man, 15 and 15, that'd be crazy. Like just drop More Life with it being 15 songs and have that buzz already. People already talking about it, and then next week on like Friday at midnight. Or Thursday night, midnight, you feel me, drop it on the gram, just post a new album cover and make just the internet shut down. It'd be crazy. Because Drake, Beyonce, Jay-Z, it's only a few artists out right now that have that star power to where if they drop something, everybody's going to stop what they're doing and check out their music.
Of course.
So he's one of them. I think that'll be an amazing marketing strategy for him because even if people say they don't like you, they're going to still go and find that. So I think that's something you should do instead of putting out a 30 track. I mean, 30 tracks is a lot, dog. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And it comes to the point to where the 20 million comes into play. Because if I'm Apple, I'm like, is he just giving us... Because I'm pretty sure no one's heard it yet. We've heard Fake Love, which I'm sure will still be on there. And the song with 21 Savage, I believe it's called Sneaking. But what else are we getting? Is it just going to be songs where you have yet to release? Is it all new material? You know?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what it is, man. See, what's annoying to me is a lot of people on Twitter and, you know, the internet as a whole kind of makes it make it seem like it's cool to not like Drake, you know? Like if you're a guy, you shouldn't listen to Drake. Like, that's not cool. Like, First off, I'm gonna list whatever I want to. I don't care what you think. Secondly, I don't see why it's not cool to not like Drake. It's not like he's not a good artist. Like, he makes good music. Like, I disagree with the stans, of course, who are like, he's the best ever and he better than all these other rappers. I'm not doing that. I just think he makes good music. He can make a good song. That's it. Drake makes very good songs. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right now, Drake is still on that run of just a bunch of dope features. Like, the run that Lil Wayne had for, like, 3 or 4 years, where every feature was just insane. Like it was just crazy. He was on records with Khaled. I remember he did something with Ace Hood. Rick Ross. He was just everywhere killing it. And that's what Drake is doing. He's doing that same run of features, just killing everybody's songs. You know,
well, that Drake was like the Kevin Hart of the rap game. He's on everything.
Yeah, man, that's a perfect analogy. Drake is like Kevin Hart of rap world. That's true. He's at the top right now. He just has the most buzz. It is what it is. You know.
Did a Drake feature?
Man. Man, but okay. Let me ask you about this, because this is a big topic too. Do you think, you know, this is debate the music. You know, we got to talk about it. Do you think that Drake steals artist flows, or does he put them on?
Ooh, I'm gonna say he does, and then he does put them on.
I agree.
He takes a flow and he enhances it, and then he doesn't pay homage to where he got it from. Like, I can't even say the dude's name. I'm gonna just call him X. I guess he has a song out where they say Drake kind of bit his flow a little bit, and the guy was calling him out on Twitter about it, saying when he get out of jail, he's going to make Drake's life a living hell and this and that. But yeah, Drake, he kind of bites. Even, like, for example, the Who Do You Love song. He took Rapping Forte's, like, whole little verse and altered it. And I'm just like, what the hell? Like, this isn't the first time you've done this, bro.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, for me, it's, I feel like, like you said, he does give artists a buzz. And one thing that I've always said about Drake, I think he rides waves. He's really good at riding a wave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he gets opportunity to, as soon as you give him that chance to get on a song or whatever, he's going to get on there. You know, I'm not mad at him for it. That's what you're supposed to do. Get that money, be an artist, rap. That's what you want to do. I just think that sometimes I feel like he does it a little too much, where it's like, whenever you hear a new sound, you jumping right on it, like, immediately.
And then, oh, yeah, I need that.
Yeah, and now it's your flow, like, eh. Mm-hmm. And I don't want, and that's what I don't want to hear on More Life. I don't want to hear him rapping like everybody else. Like,
right. That
I want to hear that So Far Gone, that Take Care, like I remember one of his old songs, that Light Up song, like, he was just dropping bars from that one, and he rapped like himself. I don't want to hear him rap like the Migos. Like, the only song that was cool on was that verse he did on Versace. That was insane. That's still one of his best verses, you know. But I don't want to hear a whole album of him rapping like somebody else. That's just, that's not cool, dog.
Drake kind of mumble raps a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Got so many chains they call me Chain and Tatum.
Right. So I don't know why he takes the mumble rap and he adds it to his flow. Yeah, that would have to be the worst line I heard him say.
Man, that was
and
bad.
I was like, huh? Like, wait, what? But yeah, man, we just pretty much got away. We, man, 4 days away. Like, it's gonna be the longest 4 days ever.
Right? It's. I'm ready to hear it, but I'm also ready to hear Rick Ross too, man.
Oh yeah, man! I heard a song.
I heard a little snippet Gucci. Of something. Yeah, I heard that. That was dope.
That beat is ill. Man. He's I think Rick Ross is coming. He's never going to be, you know, number one. But I think he's coming to dominate and still show he's relevant today. You know, Rick Ross is a huge, huge figure in the rap world. Like, you know, I was looking at the track list and he has damn near everybody on there. Like, I'm anxious. It's a song he got with Nas. I'm anxious to hear that one. But I still don't think it's going to do More Life numbers, because
that's just not Ross. You know, that's not Ross. He doesn't do those numbers. But
well, that's
One thing I will say about Ross is his fans are loyal to him. Like,
exactly.
Rick Ross, and I think like another guy that, if he, that fits in that category is like Young Jeezy. People who are Young Jeezy fans, Rick Ross fans, they are true fans. Like, they've been there since Every Day I'm Hustling. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been there since the very beginning. And he has that strong fan base. They always support him. That's why he can keep putting out music. That Black Dollar album was actually really underrated, man. That was good. Or was it Black Mark? It was Black Mark and Black Dollar, I think.
Both Black Dollar dope. Was the mixtape, and then the Black Market was the album. But yes, they both were dope. Rick Ross has a lot of underrated stuff. Like, so, matter of fact, I was just listening to that Black Market earlier.
Yeah,
and
man.
That Crocodile Pipe Bomb.
Yeah, whew. Man. He was dropping some bars on there. He got a song with The Dream, Money Dance. Right. That song is fire. Yeah. He got another joint with John Legend. He got some fire on there, man. He's really underrated.
I'm anxious and excited to hear his as well. So, you know, we're going to talk about both of them.
Yeah, we got to do that, man. So, next thing we got to discuss is Soulja Boy. You know, one of the...
Oh, that's clown.
I mean, honestly, I think he's... If I had to... One day we got to make a list of the lamest, like, celebrities. Because he's definitely top five of the lamest celebrities. Like, they just does lame shit constantly. Like, he's consistently lame. Like, ever since that little Soulja Boy Superman dance fell off, he's been lame. Everything he's done since then has been lame. So, like, it's just, like, this whole thing with him leaving his mom in the hood and his little brother is just... It's honestly... I still don't know if it's true. Like, if it is true, then of course it's messed up. Like... But I still can't just say it's honestly 100% true. But this is why I say he's lame. Because he's the type of guy who would do something like that. Well, his brother released a diss song, right?
Mm-hmm. His brother released a diss song. And then on top of that, there was a video of him and his mother explaining the diss song. So there is some truth to it. But it could be just a claim for money. There's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
However, I wouldn't put it past Soulja Boy. You get these clowns and get the money, and they do dumb shit with it.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Let's be clear. What is he doing with his money? Is he investing anywhere? Is he going back to his hood doing anything? No. He was too busy buying purple guns and doing the goddamn, oh, I saw him this way, and I was like, pop, pop. And I'm like, what? Like, what's wrong with this dude? Talking about Dracos and all this, and you want to fight Chris Brown? And you. So I don't know if he tried to... You know, and of course the infamous video where he went to the hood, and I'm like, yo, like, dude, you were like, we're in the same age bracket, so like, what are you doing?
Man, at some point you got to get past that, like, and that whole situation to me was annoying because when you see these two artists who clearly have influence and people look up to them, they follow them, and they wasting their money, wasting time, and they just look stupid, like. And, you know, we from that hood. We from over there. You know what I'm saying? We know what it's really like.
Exactly.
Like, and he's out there walking around claiming it. Like, come on, man. You don't really do that.
Right. Like, you from Atlanta, bro. Like, what's really going on? Like,
it's just lame activity. So if he did leave his family behind to, you know, come and stunt out here in Hollywood and all that, that's just lame, man.
It's lame. It's disrespectful. Makes you less of a man. Like, take one thing you gotta do when you get on, you need to make sure your mama's straight.
Man, that's first.
That's number first. One.
That's first number thing you one. Do. You buy your mama a house, buy your daddy a truck or something. That's the first thing you do. That's come on, man. First.
Come on, like, he, I don't know if, I don't know, man, but he just, I don't never, even when, well, has he even won an award? Like, I don't know. No. I've never seen him get up there and thank anybody for an award, but hell, I don't even know if he won an award.
No. I mean, to me, I'm not a fan, man. I'm not a fan of what he's done.
Me neither. Like, I mean, we were young when Crank That came out, so everybody liked that, but his latest material?
And I've always felt like any artist that just drop music constantly, it can't be good if you always put music out like nonstop. Like, he always has up some. Like, if you ever go to World Star, you're gonna see one of his videos.
And I can respect that.
No, see, I don't like when artists do that. I feel like for you to put out good content, you need to be taking your time on it. I feel like it's rushed. If we see a new video, a new song every week, like for months, It'd be different if he did it on one mixtape, but if you go to Dat Piff right now, you're gonna see 30 Soulja Boy mixtapes, and you probably heard like one or two songs. Like, you just, like, what are you doing? You gonna love the hip hop. Like, you're not even overworking, because it's not good content. It's like, it's bullshit. It's really just bullshit. Like, overworking is what Future did. Like, now Future's on tour performing songs that he just had on Hendrix and the Future album. That's overworking. What Soulja Boy do is putting out bull. Like, he just going there, and all of his songs is, it'd be a 2.5 minute video of him in his house waving around fake guns. And him repeating the same thing. You're not putting real content together. That's trash. So I don't really, like, I know he's an artist. I just don't, like, I'm not a fan of that type of music. So, damn, man, I'm killing Soulja Boy, man. Let me chill, man. Let me relax. You need to be killed.
Sometimes as an artist, you need to hear this, man, so you can prove what's wrong.
Right, right. That's true. That's true. Because, I don't know. I kind of get confused when I see Soulja Boy fans. It's like, what are you a fan of? Like, I really need a Soulja Boy fan to explain to me why you are his fan. Like, why do you support
exactly.
him?
Exactly.
I need to know. Like, for my personal reasons.
I need to know, too, because I've been stopped being a fan when, I think I ain't gonna lie. The last song I probably liked of his was Turn My Swag On.
That was just super catchy, right? It was just catchy. It wasn't even like a... Like, he's good for those catchy songs, but... All right, let's do this. I always ask people this when they say they're a fan of somebody, just to put them on the spot. So, name me three Soulja Boy songs other than Turn My Swag On, Kiss Me Through the Phone, and obviously Superman. Let me get three other Soulja Boy songs. Don't be over there Googling either. Then let me hear three songs.
You said other than Crank That, Kiss Me Through the Phone, and Pretty Boy Swag?
Yes.
Oh, Pretty Boy Swag will be one.
Okay, okay.
I think you said Turn My Swag On. Yeah. Soulja Girl. And he got a song with 50 Cent. Now, don't judge me. This don't mean I like this dude, but he got a song with 50 Cent called Mean Mud.
Oh, my God. And,
I don't know how I know this shit, but...
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, we gave Soulja Boy too much air time, man.
We definitely did. Let's move along,
please. We moving on. We got... we need to address Snoop, man. One of the OG, one of the legends. Yo! He made a video where he fake assassinated the president, Donald Trump, man. Like, I mean, it was funny, but to me, I feel like people really need to stop disrespecting the president. He's still the president. You can still go to jail for all that dumb shit. So, chill out, Snoop, man.
And then not only that, man, like, what he's doing doesn't really affect me. Like, I get on social media and I see everybody bashing the president. And it's like, what is that going to solve? Like, there's nothing we can do. Half of us didn't vote. I ain't going to lie. I didn't vote. Let's be real. I did not vote. Why I didn't vote? Because I didn't feel like my vote would have made a difference anyway. So, what is making a video assassinating Donald Trump going to do?
Man, for real. He didn't do nothing. But
it's not going to do anything. Snoop is a legend.
Get you in trouble.
Snoop's a legend, so that's the only reason why he got away with it. But it just brings back to... stopping all that, but then you're sending the wrong message to killing the president. Not only the president, but a white man. So people can take it as being racist. People can take it as a lot. And now this generation of children, not me, Snoop, because when we were growing up, I wasn't the type to follow what I see. But this generation, they're so easy to adapt to what they see. So, oh, I saw Snoop do it, so I'm going to do it. Like marijuana, bro. Not to get off subject. But I swear, I cannot walk to a store without a young kid asking me to buy them a Black and Mild or some form of something. And I'm like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, man, it's crazy.
It was not like this when I was little. I'm like, yo. But I have to remember, this is what they see. This is what they hear. You know what I'm saying? So this is why, like, on this, like, music, like, I don't just want to hear, like, I'm honest, Wiz Khalifa, for example, I like him, but I can't really relate to what he talks about, because the older Wiz, you know what I'm saying, when he when he first came up, okay, I was feeling it. But now this whole stoner, and I just can't, man. So Snoop, like, it was a bad business decision, and I believe he did apologize for it. It's not something that you should hold on to. It's not something that can be talked about months from now. But you know, you gotta think better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I definitely agree. I feel like decision making has to be better on that one, man. Man, I think honestly, since we're talking about Wiz, I just want to throw this out there. Cushion Orange Juice is probably one of the best mixtapes ever.
Exactly.
It's like top 10 to me, you know.
Exactly. Right.
So let's move on to our last topic, man. This is very, very important. We got to discuss the Debate the Music Freestyle Tournament, man. We're very, very excited. We know the show is young, man. We only in our sixth episode, but we really want to give a chance for artists to, you know, really get out there and show their skills, give them opportunity, you know, to display their music. And we'll be doing a lot of interviews. You know, we want to, the main reason we had a show is, again, to give artists spotlight. You know, because if you go to the radio stations, you got to pay to get plays. You know, we're not doing that here. You can't pay me enough for me to put you on my show. It's not going to work. And then, you know, we definitely want to help the right artists get the attention, you know, because I've always been one of those people. I just love to go on SoundCloud or YouTube and find new artists. And it's shocking to me that these people are so good and they don't have attention.
They really are, yo. And it's just like, This has to get out there. Like,
man,
definitely.
Somebody asked me earlier, like, this guy on Twitter posted a tweet and tagged me. He asked me, which platform do you use to post music? And it was like SoundCloud and Spinrilla or whatever. It was something was like it a
the,
bunch of...
Was it the cat who you tagged me in about the soundtrack song?
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, it was somebody else.
Not to get off subject, but you're not using him for your sleeper pick, right?
No, man, not at all.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, but he asked me, he asked me, which format do I use to promote music? And I'm saying, I don't use no format. I'm creating my own. So I created this. It's not about me making a bunch of money. It's not about me trying to be on Love and Hip Hop. Like, I'm not trying to do none of that, dog. Like, Pierre, you can go in there. You feel me? You do your thing. But me?
No, I'm good, bro.
I'm straight. Yo, I'm just trying to help our artists.
Have a safari effect, maybe. But I'm good.
Hey, you help the show, man. Go ahead and have fun, man.
Right. I'll just sit back and look at all the drama. But other than that,
right,
nah, man.
Right. Yeah. I'm not participating in that. I'm not going to be a professional. No, we're not doing that.
But Wayne, touching on what you said, like, to me, too, it's not even for the money. Like, this is something I'm passionate about. Like, I just like music. So I want to make sure if you have great music, I want to help you get it out there. Because there's some people who are very talented, but they don't have the tools to, you know, get their stuff out there. So we're like Chris said, we're using this as a platform to help people get out there.
Yeah, man. So y'all definitely got to... pay attention to these rules. We'll definitely be posting them on Twitter so you can see them again. But we just wanted to really have an episode. We run it down for you can hear it verbally. So first off, to enter the Debate the Music Freestyle Tournament, you have to follow the host on Twitter. And of course, reach out to us to let us know you're interested and send us some of your music. You know, if you don't have too much, I'm not asking for your whole discography, dog. You got to send me every mixtape. But give me at least a SoundCloud link so I can go through and listen to your music, you know, and check you out. Mm-hmm. Definitely that's first. You also have to follow the Instagram page, you know, so that we can give you a shout out when the time comes.
Right.
And then another thing we need you guys to do is go on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and review for the Debate the Music podcast. You can, if you want to wait until after, you can do it after. I'm just, you know, this is just something else to help us help y'all. You know, the bigger this show is, the more we can help you get your content to more people. You know, we help each other in this situation. We all trying to grow together. We also need you to send us your music so that we can post it on our website and everything. So the more you can give us your content, you reach out, the easier it is for us to, you know, put your music out there. That's the main way to enter. And then the last thing you have to do is post our flyer and tell your followers that okay, I'll be in the Debate the Music Freestyle Tournament. Of course, this will be after we give you the sign. Okay, we'll go ahead and have you in the tournament. Right now, we're probably only going to take 8 artists. You know, this is our first one. We want to make sure everything goes right. So we talked about this over and over again. So we definitely want to keep it small the first time around. But we definitely will do this again because I'm already seeing a lot of great, great feedback, man. Like, Pierre, I don't know what this happened to you, but for me, I literally have somebody coming to me every day. Like, I had a female R&B group today, and I had another rap group. Like, it's crazy.
Yes, it happens, man. I'm telling you, I'll be asleep, and I hear doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. I'll be at work, and you know, if I'm not on my phone because it's on the charger or it's in my pocket, my Apple Watch goes off, and I'm looking, and it's tweets. Being followed. And when I hit the follow, check my song out. So, one thing I want to say to everybody that is following us on Twitter, we appreciate it. And we may not be able to check the music out right away, but we are keeping, you know, track of who follows us, what we're being sent, because we have to go through this process to ensure that, he sent me a song, okay, cool. She sent me a song, cool. Let me check it out. And like you said, Chris, an R&B group sent you something, which I think is dope because I want it to be everybody. If a singer want to get on here and sing a 16, I'm all for it.
Right, man. I'm, that's what I'm encouraging people. Anybody can come on. It's just really about displaying your musical talent. So if you want to come on and sing for a full minute, do your thing. Because, this is a perfect segue into the rule. So, me and Pierre will not be judging the contest. We won't. You don't have to worry about any biased opinions or any of that. What we're gonna do is, one artist will. So let me just break it down for everybody. Artist A will come on the show, do their interview, and have their freestyle on Monday, and then on Wednesday's show, artist B will go, and on Thursday we will post a poll on the Twitter page and the Instagram page, and we'll let people vote if they like artist A or B more. So the poll will go from Thursday at noon until Friday at noon. Then on Friday night's show, we'll be revealing who the winner is. We'll do that for the first 4 weeks with all 8 artists. So then we'll have 4 winners. Then the fifth week, what we'll do is have winner number 1 go against winner number 4. And then next week we have winner number 2 go against winner number 3. Then we have 2 finalists. And the very last week, we have the finalists go against each other. So that's the way the tournament is going to work. It's really about 7 weeks right now. That's how we have it set up. You know, perfect setup to where we can have... the main thing we want to do is make sure that it's not any biased opinions, you know, because me and Pierre can't be the show host to be voting on everything. So we want to put it out there to other people. So what we're going to do is post a clip on Twitter to where people can listen. On Instagram and Twitter, we're going to post clips to where people can listen to your freestyle or your singing or whatever have you, and then they can vote. Right. So that way that the people, the same people who will be listening to your music in the streets, the same people who will be buying your music, the same people who are going to check out your content will be the people that are listening and voting.
And I think it's dope that way because we give other people voices to, you know, debate the music what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? So,
and the main reason why we wanted to take it the voting route is so, again, we can have more interaction, because the more interaction, the more that you can have your music heard by other people. You know, if they hear your freestyle and they like it, they'll go to your page, and then next thing you know, they're on your SoundCloud listening, and next thing you know, they may buy your album or something, give you some downloads, they may tweet it out. You know, this is really how we all help each other grow. So that's basically the process. We still have a few different prizes we're trying to work out, but a couple of things I can guarantee right now is promotion on the Twitter, Instagram page. We'll definitely be giving the winner. We'll be giving them the rights to our intro music for the next month, and we'll have your latest projects posted on our website. So the main thing you get out of this is promotion, promotion, promotion. So if you're a hungry artist, please step up to the plate, hop in to Debate the Music Tournament.
Hop in, y'all. It's going to be epic.
Yeah, man, I already got a bunch of artists, and we got to see who going to go through the process. We got to see who really ready, because a couple dudes done backed out on me, you know. Everybody getting shaky, so I'm ready to see who really has the bars, man. I'm trying to see who really has the talent, who's not afraid to rap anymore, right. You know, because we got a lot of artists out now that can't freestyle, and they say yeah after everything they say. Like, I don't want to hear that. You're going to lose if you come on here and say, yeah, you're going to lose. I'm telling you now.
My advice is practice it. Or have your phone right there where you can read it. But, I mean, you got to come with it or don't come at all, man. We've said it over and over, but you just have to, man.
Yeah, man, we got to make it. And then the last thing I want to say, man, this is very important. If you're sensitive, if you do not want your music to be judged, if nobody has ever told you that you're not nice, I don't even, like, I'm trying to be nice, I'm going to tell you now. It's probably not a good idea for you to come on here, because Twitter is ruthless. The internet does not care about anybody's feelings. So yeah, if you are not good, hey, man, if you're not good, they will let you know about it. So come with it, man. Definitely, you got to come with it. So we'll be posting these rules, like I said, again on the Instagram page. We posted it on Twitter. Make sure you follow me at I'm Just Greatness. Make sure you follow Pierre as well.
KingTail21. Head up the Instagram page at Debate the Music, y'all.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Artists, please reach out as soon as possible. We'll be starting the tournament
March 27th.
That's the day it starts. So we'll be reviewing artists until March 24th, until that Friday, before. So make sure if you want to get in, you got to make sure you get in before, because we're going to be scheduling and all
days,
that.
10 days, y'all. 10 days.
Yeah, man. If you're going to get in there, now's the time, man. All right, man. Now that we done went over all the rules and stuff, we still got to do our sleepers, man. Shout out to Joe Budden, man. Let me make sure I just keep giving him a shout out, man. I'm a big fan of I'll Name My Podcast. That's one of the podcasts that inspired me. Him and Charlamagne and Schultz with the Brilliant Idiots. Jalen and Jacoby, giving them a shout out. Yeah. Joe.
Yes. Mike.
Gotta give the people what they want, man. I just want to give a shout out to all the podcasters, all the celebrities that do this, that y'all inspired me to start the Greatness Podcast Network, man. So definitely thank you, Joe Budden. I know you think we probably stole your idea. We borrowing it, big dog. We that's what rappers do.
Well, we also paying homage, you know what I'm saying? We're just taking it. Like, I ain't trying to start nothing, Joe, but you know, like Drake would do. You know.
Right. All right, you go ahead and go first with your sleeper pick, man. You got it.
Man, I gotta use the sleeper pick on the guy you sent me. I think his name is Milo Velour or Milo Velour, and the song is called Intergalactica. The reason why I'm using this song is because that piano in the beginning, I was just blown away, like, yo. And then once the beat went on, I was like, wow. I actually went to the dude's SoundCloud page and I checked out some more of his music, and I'm pretty impressed by what I hear. So I'm gonna see if, you know, maybe he wanna come on and spit a freestyle. You know, I'm gonna try to network with the guy.
Okay. Let's hear some of that.
Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan. Yeah. I'm not from this planet, I'm an alien. Hey, oh my god. Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan. Oh my god. Yeah. I'm intergalactic, no one can match this. Hey. Hey, Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan. Super Saiyan. I'm not from this planet, I'm an alien.
Yeah, man, that dude got some talent, man. When I heard that beat, I was like, oh my god, like,
yeah, man, when you sent it to me and you was like, tell me this ain't the perfect for an intro, and I'm like, yo, like, know, he said he need to kill the speakers. I'm like, man, you need to. Like, what you waiting on? Like, so, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you artists are afraid or what y'all waiting on. But if y'all got dope music, man, you got to get it to the world. Because a guy like me, if not, I'm going to just add it to my SoundCloud playlist and just listen to it. If you got songs, I advise you, get it out to the world. Don't give a damn what nobody say. Just put it out there. But enough about that, man. What's your sleeping pick today?
Yeah, man. If y'all artists, man, if you scared to get it out yourself, send it to us, man. If you don't want to post it, we'll post it for you so other people can tell you you're dope. We'll help you get that confidence, man. Give me a shout out.
Sleeper picks will be going on the Instagram page too, so.
Yeah, man. This one I have is these. It's a group, three young ladies. They're called Three, actually. THR3EE.
Okay.
It's a young R&B group, man. And when I saw them, I was like, wow, we don't have this anymore. Like they have a lot of potential, man. And I've been following them for a while, but this new song they have called Work For It, they have video and everything, and the visuals are dope. And I watched the video and I'm like, wow, they don't have any good videos anymore. Like, usually it's a lot of product placement and they showing you liquor and all that. It was just a dope video. They just did a dope video. They all looking good, you know what I'm saying? The song sounds great. So I definitely want to give a shout out to them. We might have them on the show soon, man. So look out for that.
Tell me, what would you do if I took my love away from you today? Would you do if I took my love away from you today? From you today? Would you write for it? Write for it, write for it. Would you beg for it? Beg for it.
All right, man, we'll definitely have these sleeper picks down in the description below. They'll be posted on the website as well. Man, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Artists, this is the time to reach out, man. I'm gonna keep saying it. This is the time to reach out. Don't wait till the last second. You will not make the cut.
That's right. Don't wait. Get it out now. 10 days, people. 10 days.
Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
Find me on Twitter, KingTown21. Head up that IG page at Debate the Music.
All right, man. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure you subscribe.
Yeah.